Welcome to the forum on your Tally Broadcasting Stations. I'm David Jenkins. And right now, I am pleased to be joined by Angie Dooley and Ashley Hubbard with the Downtown Nokomis Association, and we are talking the annual Christmas events that are going on in Nokomis. Now, in the past, or at least last year, there were two weekends. The events were spread across two weekends. This year, it is only one. And that is going to be going on Saturday, December 1st. Is it multiple days, or is it just one day?
It's just the one day.
All right. Sounds good. So Saturday, December 1st, what is going to be going on? What are you kicking off the festival with, festivities with?
Well, actually, we have quite a bit going on. Okay. I'll try to keep it in order here. At 8 a.m., the Winter Wonderland at the St. Louis Parish Center will begin. That will run till 2 p.m. They have a food stand, visits with Santa. Santa and Mrs. Claus will be there from 10 to 1. There will be a Santa store for children from 10 to 2. They can purchase gifts for parents, grandparents.
I assume you can get photos taken with Santa. Is that something?
Yes.
Will you have a photographer there? Is that something they need to bring their own cameras?
They have one there. You can actually get them printed off there, I believe. Okay. Which kind of coordinates in with the Christmas parade. Mm-hmm. The parade, we are changing the route this year. We will not be on Main Street. We will actually line up on the south side, which is Union Street, of the Fred B. Johnson Park. Lineup starts at 9, judging at 9:30. Parade will begin at 9:45 to deliver Mr. and Mrs. Claus straight down Union to the Parish Center.
So lineup starts at 9, just show up at, make sure you're lined up on the streets at 9?
9. I just thought that 15-minute window.
Sure.
You know.
So just show up around 9 o'clock and you'll catch the parade when it begins.
And it will go just absolutely straight down Union Street from the park to the Parish Center.
Is that something you have to sign up ahead of time?
Nope, just show up. We have two prizes that are going to be given. One is for the most Christmas spirit, and you can walk, ride, you can do anything. Once again, everyone is encouraged to join in on the fun. The other prize, this is kind of going to be cute because we've got the whole Grinch theme going, is the person with the least Christmas spirit.
I was wondering about that. You said two prizes. Like, well, surely you're not doing the least Christmas spirit, but you are.
Sure. And there's a special prize for that one.
Okay. You wait. Is it going to be a surprise? Or
it is going to be a surprise.
I have to ask, how does somebody qualify for being the least Christmas spirit? I assume you have to be creative about it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You have your own inner Grinch.
There you go. The judges will have their own criteria to be judging you on.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good. What else have we got going on that Saturday?
From 10 a.m. until 2 p.m., we have the Christmas Walk, where you can stroll down the streets and check in our businesses to shop locally.
Are the businesses open?
Most of them are open till noon. Some of them are later. It really just depends on the business.
Sure.
A few have extended their hours for this day.
And is there like a Facebook page or a website they can maybe find out some information about everything that's going on?
Yes. It is Downtown Nokomis Association Events. Find us on Facebook.
Sounds good. Is there stuff going on after?
From 9 to 2, we will have crafters and vendors at Steel Hall, which is right on the corner of the four-way. That's the former IGA building. Mm-hmm. At 12:15, there will be a snowman craft at Nokomis Gift and Garden. Then at 1 o'clock, kids can decorate their own gingerbread houses at Ugly Mug's Coffee House. I know there's other businesses that have kind of just contacted us since we've made all these plans. Everyone just kind of wants to be involved, so sure. That's the whole point of stopping in your local shops and stores and banks and seeing what they've got to offer. There'll be hot chocolate, hot cider,
cookies,
popcorn,
maybe even some crafts with the kids.
Mm-hmm. Love holiday time when it's all this homemade stuff.
And we will have carriage rides. They will be in the parking lot at Ronk's.
Right next to Barber Joe's.
Okay.
Yes.
That empty lot.
And then they will run from 11 to 2.
Is there a cost for that? Are they free carriage rides?
It's actually just donation.
Donations.
Free
okay.
will donation. And then there is also at 10:30 a.m. the First Noel, which is an Aidan O'Malley Memorial 5K run at St. Louis School. And registration is at 9:30 that day.
Sounds good. So it's same day registration. You don't have to register beforehand.
You don't.
Can you register beforehand? Is that open?
You can, and they have a Facebook page as well.
Yes.
I'm sure there's a place to find it on that.
I do believe it's the First Noel.
But it's probably also on your Facebook page as well that can navigate. You can at least navigate you to
Absolutely.
The
we try
place.
To keep up with all the local events on the Downtown Nokomis Association events page.
Angie Dooley, Ashley Hubbard with the Downtown Nokomis Association, talking about the Christmas events going on Saturday, December 1st. A lot of stuff going on that day in Nokomis, so I'm sure you'll stay busy. Was there anything else? Are you still looking for people to volunteer, maybe help out with it? Or
we're always looking for volunteers.
How would somebody go about getting a hold of you, maybe signing up to volunteer?
Through Facebook.
Facebook's probably the easiest way to get a hold of us.
Just message you, say, hey, I'm interested in volunteering.
Absolutely.
And you'll take it from there.
Yes.
Sounds good. So again, Saturday, December 1st, the Christmas event's going on in downtown Nokomis. Was there anything else that you wanted to mention that we hadn't talked about?
The flyers will be going out. You can watch your local papers. I know the Free Press Progress will have something in it. Journal News, M&M Journal as well. Just hope everyone comes out and enjoys all the events.
Absolutely.
Well, especially the kiddos. That's what makes it worth all this work, is seeing all their little faces light up.
The kids. And I mean,
absolutely.
That's what it's all about.
So thank you again for coming in, Angie and Ashley, for talking a little bit about this. Good luck with this event. And
thank you.
Thank you.
It goes over well. Again, that is Angie Dooley and Ashley Hubbard with the Downtown Nokomis Association. And that's it for this edition of The Forum. Tune in next time. But until then, this is David Jenkins saying so long.